Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Joining me, George Murdoch, a business named Tubular George. He does solar tubes, chimney inspections, repairs, installation of chimneys and fireplaces, I should say, chimney repairs, and whole house fans. You don't need AC, you need a whole house fan. He became a sponsor of the program about a year ago. I don't know why. He's so busy he doesn't need to advertise. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, George Murdoch.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Good to talk to you again.
You too, as always. Beautiful day here in Santa Barbara.
Well, it's been a while since you've been on, and we're celebrating October is apparently Fire Prevention Month, and it also...
Always is. Yep, as temperatures drop, people are getting sick.
People are getting...
Ready. Hopefully we'll have a cool winter.
You're breaking up a little bit. You said people are starting to light their their fireplaces.
Yes, it's that time of year to make sure you have everything ready to go. So cold weather does arrive, you don't find yourself any issues that need to be dealt with.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's funny. We were talking on the commercial before you came on, and you sounded crystal clear, and now you're just kind of breaking up a little. You told me you were sitting on top of a chimney in the foothills of Montecito?
I am. I'm on top of a roof right now. So I'm going to go to the highest part of the house. You always get the best views there, too. I can see the ocean, and it's a beautiful home we're in. Person just bought it, and we're working on two fireplaces, getting them ready for him. He's all excited. The fireplace, of course, is the center of most people's home. And you want them working well.
And so you're doing a chimney sweep, per se? Do you dress up like Dick Van Dyke? How does that work?
Well, for an extra tip, I guess we could sing and dance. I don't know if we would perform as well as Dick did. But we occasionally find ourselves in tune and in sync with Kim Chimney.
What is there a variety? Is there a big spectrum of costs for someone to call you up and say they need a chimney sweep?
No, it's typically under $200 for a full cleaning and inspection, and the cleaning includes cleaning the entire flue, the firebox, making sure it's in good service as far as the cracks or the dampers are working, spark arresters of it, in good shape and whatnot. Now, a lot of people, too, are, they'll ask the question, well, do I need to clean it as often as it's gas logs? And we do install a lot of gas logs. Many people are converting to that for convenience. But they need to be cleaned, too, occasionally. Gas doesn't burn entirely clean, and you want to make sure carbon deposits and whatnot are off the flues, and that everything is venting properly, particularly with gas. That's a real critical issue, that the damper is permanently open, all that. It doesn't burn, of course, a flammable deposit like wood burning. And you don't have that concern. You do have the carbon monoxide concerns.
Right, right. TubularGeorge.com is the website for the business, TubularGeorge.com, or you can call the office 805-682-5939. But Tubular George, here we are talking about fireplaces, not solar tubes. So I think, have you considered maybe adding a name, an addendum, an AKA to Tubular George? And I thought of one.
You have. Okay, Mark, run it by me. I'm up for a good idea.
Tubular George, a.k.a. One Flew Over the Spark Arrester.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I can see Leslie answering the phone with that now. This is George's assistant, Leslie, Tubular George, a.k.a. One Flew Over the Spark Arrester.
That'll work. Or Tubular,
how can I help you?
Or Tubular George, a.k.a. Flubular George.
So, all right, keep at it.
Well, I know your wife's the marketing genius. She'll take that under consideration. So here we are, October's Fire Prevention Month, National Chimney Safety Week. So you've got some spooky Halloween chimney stories to scare people into getting their chimney cleaned. First one Why don't you tell the one about the customer who spent millions on a home except the chimney? Do that first.
That's often overlooked because people don't deal with that sometimes, right? Right at the beginning of either remodeling or buying a home, kind of the side out of mind. It's always get the home remodeled.
Hey, George, I'm going to do something radical. I'm going to have you hang up and call back to see if we can get a better connection. Sometimes that works.
Okay.
And I don't know.
I'm going to move here a little bit, too. Let me just see if that helps, Mark.
To do what?
I'm moving a little bit here on this roof line. Does that help any?
All right, we'll start the story, and if it does, we'll keep going. If not, we'll just have you call back.
Okay. Sounds good. So, yes, the concern with this equipment is they went through the whole house and forgot about the importance of the chimneys. And so when they finally got settled in this beautiful new remodeled home, the first big, huge fire, they had a lot of wrappings and whatnot. It ignited all the creosote in the flue and actually burnt the house, a good portion of it, down, which was so unfortunate after they went to all this trouble and work. And so when you have a creosote fire, it's a real concern because you'll shoot a flame out the top of the fireplace 15, 20 feet, and it burns at about 2,500 degrees. The tars in the flue ignite, becomes basically a torch. And then the concern is it gets into something flammable. In this case, it got into the attic and into some trees and whatnot, and one thing led to another. It was a big nightmare. So that's one spooky story. So the moral of the story is don't remodel a house without taking a look at the fire safety issues, of course, because it can be a real threat,
and
especially to a beautiful home.
So a lot of the home was destroyed, but the chimney was still standing?
That was the only thing standing, ironically, being masonry and all. But most of the other part of the home was destroyed.
Yeah, you know, I would think that if you're in the house and you kind of sense a fire has started, you'd think you would be able to jump on it. But when it's shooting out 15, 20 feet, 2,500 degrees, and it goes in the attic right away, I guess...
It can happen fast.
It can happen fast.
Really fast. Yes.
So,
now, the best thing to do is, if that happens to anybody, of course, prevention is always the best cure, but if it does ignite, you got to cut off the oxygen supply somehow or another. Either a piece of plywood really quick in front of the fireplace or a wet blanket or something, but of course, fire needs oxygen in order to fuel itself. But that's the best way to put out a chimney fire. There's also, of course, you want to have a fire extinguisher, one that's rated for fireplaces.
Yeah, I never thought about that. You talk about grease fire extinguishers, but I like the idea of wetting a big blanket and throwing it in there, and hopefully it'll douse whatever fire's down below, but maybe even, block the flue.
Yeah, so a lot of people will have chimney fires. Sometimes they're minor, but we can always tell when a customer has had a chimney fire. Now, sometimes, if it does happen, a real full-blown chimney fire, it is pretty scary because it will sound like a jet airplane taking off in the living room. And you'll be like, your hair will be standing up really fast.
You got another story that's kind of a Hitchcock movie about the birds. What happened there?
Oh, this happened recently. Yes, in Montecito, an unfortunate client did not have a spark arrestor. And just happened a few months ago. It was on KEYT as well. They were able to grab some of the footage on that. But these birds came playing follow the leader, went right down the fireplace, estimated probably over 500 of them got into this home. They had a lot of beautiful, lovely art in the home and whatnot, and had all these birds flying around. Luckily, the homeowner was home. So that's a pretty scary situation, then, to get all the birds out of there and have to clean everything. So it's important to have a spark arrestor for only limiting sparks that might carry out and get something on fire, but it also prevents things from coming in the fireplace, such as a rodent or a squirrel or whatnot, or birds in this case.
I bet. I bet. My guest is George Murdoch, owner of company Tubular George. He originally got the distributions for his Sola tubes, but a main part of his business is chimney inspections, repairs, and installation of complete chimneys, fireplaces rather, and also whole house fans. So another story about maybe a similar spark arrestor story, and it's a story about a little boy playing ball and the neighbor who stole his ball.
It was kind of fun. It was a long-time grudge, thinking that the neighbor had actually stolen the ball because they couldn't find it anywhere. And they'd often complain that the child was making too much noise with his ball. But lo and behold, and when they called me out to service the fireplace, we discovered the ball. Actually, the boy had the ball.
Okay.
It went inside the flue.
Now, you broke, so they, you, George, hang on a second. You broke up there. And so to repeat what you said, it was the little boy throwing his ball over the fence. It never came back. He never returned it. You were called in to do a cleaning, and in the chimney you discovered the ball.
Yeah, that's correct. So,
so, well, you know, and by that time, had the boy grown up and gone to college, or was it a short time later, do you know?
Well, I think it was about a year later. So,
okay, George, we're going to have you hang up. How good is your memory? Can you call 452-2428,
805-452-2428? I can.
Let's hang up.
Hang on one second.
Sometimes when you do a new call, it just kind of refreshes.
Okay, 448.
No. You know what? You hang up, and we'll call you right back.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Okay, let's take a commercial break. Is it too soon? Let's do that. Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com, and we'll come back with George Murdoch, a couple of more stories, and to celebrate October Fire Prevention Week. Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.